You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Shaila is a very, very, very Nogel of Maisa Shaila, because there's so many halachas, especially in neighborhoods where people have housekeepers or babysitters, janitors and shuls, so many halachas that define when we could speak to it, tell a guy to do malacha, when we can't tell a guy to do malacha. So sometimes it's taka asr to tell a guy to do something. But perhaps we could get out of it by having one guy tell another guy. My housekeeper will tell your housekeeper to do whatever I need to do in my house. And that could be really a solution to deal with many, many issues in Hilchos Amiel and Achri. So let us, before we see any sources, let's use our brains for a minute, and you'll see that life is a little more complicated than it seems. At first glance, we would say, hey, Amiel and Achri is only Nisa Drabbanan. And now you're knocking it down another notch by another guy, that sounds, pretty good. So let's just use a little bit of our noodle for a moment. We have three, perhaps four rationales why Amiel and Achri is us in the first place. Who wants to go mention any of them? Why is Amiel and Achri us in the first place? Rambam says you will. You'll get used to doing it. I mean, if you tell a guy to do malacha, turn on the lights, you'll end up doing the light. Turn on the lights. Well, according to that logic, if you tell a guy to turn on the lights, you might end up turning lights because you're arranging for the lights to get turned on, and they do get turned on. So you might do it yourself next time. Well, if you tell one guy to tell another guy, and the lights get turned on, same exact issue. What other reason do we have for asring Amiel and Achri in the first place? The pasuk says, your speak can't be words of malacha. You can't use your mouth. So if you tell a guy to tell another guy, you're speaking words of doing malacha. Equal problem. What's another possibility of why Amiel and Achri?
The smag,
lo ye aseh. Excellent. Yeah, although we saw last week that all the Achronim reject the Elamaisa, but you're saying the smag says malacha lo ye aseh malach in the lashon nifal. Malacha cannot be done. And here it's equally being done, regardless if it's two steps away. Right? One other svara why Amiel and Achri is aser at all. Last week we mentioned shlichas, right? Rashi, that is shlichas the chumra. Well, here, there's a little room to maneuver. Right? Because we know a guy does not a bar shliach. So if I tell a guy, so that's not good, right? He's like, he might be my shliach in a certain sense. So I'm turning on the light. I'm lighting the flame. Oh, but if he tells another guy, then maybe ain shlichas lenachri, so that might be better. Because I'm telling the guy, oh, he's my shliach. No, but he's not doing it. He's telling another guy between him and his friend, maybe there's no shlichas. There's going to be room to maneuver. And we'll have to see if that's going to get us anywhere, or if it's all the three reasonings already, overwhelm this reason. And even that reason might not be so easy, because maybe between two guys in themselves, there can be shlichas. Between me and a guy, there's no shlichas. If a guy does something for me, it's not as though I did it. But perhaps between guy A and guy B, perhaps maybe there would be shlichas.
Yeah, we learned that from Truman shlichas. So there was a Truman Yeshaya from a guy to a guy.
True.
This week's stuff.
Yeah. I hear. True. Okay. But that's all using our noodle without even looking in a Gemara. Now let's look at a Gemara, and it seems to be an explicit Gemara that should answer our question. And that's in fact what the Avodas HaGershuni is going to say, one of the early Achronim, who we're going to see some incredible things about. We're going to see some fabulous svaras tonight, some incredible, some beautiful, delicious lumdas. So I'm saying tonight, if anybody likes candies and they stay awake if they eat candy, so tonight you're going to, tonight is candy. You'll see soon. Well, it'll have to work for 5 minutes to get to the candy, but once we get to the candy, it's going to mamash be candy. So we have a Mishnah. Mishnah talks in the end of Masechet Shabbos, Kafnun and Amud Aleph, that you're not allowed to speak business on Shabbos. Lo yiskor adam polim b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, right? Even if they don't actually work, you just hire them. You have a job on Tuesday, you need a contractor, so you can't speak to another person, a fellow Jew. Could you do my landscaping? Could you renovate my bathroom? You can't say that on Shabbos. That's reasonable.
Is it to a Jew? The point
yes,
is also a Jew?
Yes, that is correct, to a Jew. It actually doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who the worker is, but you're not allowed to hire, you yourself are not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, even if they're going to work after Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, v'lo yomar adam l'chaveiro l'skor lo polim, nor could you tell your friend to hire for you workers. Asks the Gemara a very obvious question. Wait, if you can't hire workers, your friend's also Jewish. So he can hire workers either. He's the same you as you. You can't and he can't because he's also a Jew. Ask the Gemara. Maishna hu maishna chaveiro. Amar papa chaver nachri. Ah. The Reisha says I can't hire a worker. And the Seifa says that I can't hire ask my friend. Who's my friend? My Geisha friend to hire workers. Rabosa, what do we have? I'm asking a guy to hire workers to work. What do you have? Amira to Amira. I'm asking the guy that he could ask his other friends, right? We have a maintenance gentleman here, Pasquale. When Pasquale needs more workers, he gets somebody else. So I ask Pasquale. Pasquale asks, you know, his helper, Gabe. And that's Mefurisha Mishnah. Sounds like we have an explicit Mishnah that Amira da Amira does not work. Because Chaver means a guy. And the Chaver is not allowed to hire workers. That means I can't ask the guy that he should hire other workers. So I'm two steps away from the work being done. It's Aser. Sounds like an explicit Mishnah. There's nothing really to discuss. Let's just read another line of the Gemara. Maskif Rav Ashi. Why are you telling me this? That you tell me that I can't ask a guy to do malacha, that I can't ask a guy to do work for me? I'm really nachri. If I'm telling a guy to do an isra of Shabbos, that's a shus. I can't tell a guy. The same way I can't tell a guy to light a fire, I can't tell a guy to put out a fire, as Rashi points out, I also can't tell a guy to hire workers. If it's usher to hire workers, it's also usher to ask a guy to hire workers. Whatever's asked for you to do is asked for a guy to do. Nachri, Amila, Nachri is a shus. So the Gemara says it's teaching us some other chiddush, which is not important for us right now. Okay. Let's look. Yeah, that's a good point. We'll the Gemara, for whatever reason, didn't give that answer. For whatever reason, the Gemara didn't give your answer. Right. Says the Chavetz Yar, now the next two chuvas are the Chavetz Yar, but they're going to be opposite one the other, because the first one is just quoting the Sefer Avodas HaGershuni. Avodas HaGershuni, we'll see how the Achronim spoke in such beautiful terms about his godless. So whenever he's quoted, he's Hagon, Hagodol, Avoda, Rabbeinu Gershom, Avodas HaGershuni. I assume he lived in the, probably, early 1700s, give or take 100 years. That's just what I'm assuming. Chavetz Yair says, quotes the Avodas HaGershuni as follows. Aser lomar l'nachri shiomar l'nachri acher. L'asos l'malacha. You cannot ask one guy to tell another guy to do malacha. Seems to me, l'ani yastaiti iser gomer. Where do I get this from? V'cheli didi, my power, my strength, is from the Mishnah on Kufnun Amaral that we just read. So we just saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you can't tell a guy to get other people to work. Memela Nishma, I'm skipping to the end of the second paragraph. Memela Nishma, Sha'asr Loma Lenachri, Sha'yomar Lenachri Acher, Lasas Lomalacha. And he finishes with a very powerful line. La Nias Daiti Ein Leraya Zu, Shum Pircha. This proof is so ironclad, there's nothing you could say. It's an explicit Mishnah that says, one guy, you tell a guy to tell another guy, it's Asr, nothing to discuss. We have to close our shir right here. And then he adds a little, you know, just a, you know, the icing on the cake is Gami Tzad Hasfara Hu Aser Leman Da Amar Shalachumra Yesh Shlichus Lanachri. And even if you hold, like the opinion who says Yesh Shlichus Lanachri, which is funny, this is the one Svara that we said maybe you could be Mekel, he says, oh, and if you hold like that opinion, then definitely it's going to be Aser. Apparently he's assuming that there is going to be Shlichus between one guy and the other guy. So if I can't tell a guy to do malacha, if he tells his friend, that's equally like I'm doing it, even though I'm one person removed, it's going to be aser. Okay, that's the introduction to tonight's shir. Now, the Avodas HaGershuni said there's no way to budge out of this mission. Explicit Mishnah, you can't tell a guy to tell another guy. Says the Chavetz Yair, something incredible. Something absolutely incredible. He's going to say words that we're not really going to understand. It almost sounds like it's Kabbalah, not really. But things that are totally, we don't understand. Says the Chavetz Yair, that Mishnah you just quoted, that said that you can't hire workers, you know why you can't hire workers? That's not a regular case of telling a guy to do malach, of Amir l'Nachri. Hiring workers, telling a guy to hire workers is Aser Mida Araisa. What? I tell a guy to turn on a light. Okay, it's Amir l'Nachri, Drabanan. I tell a guy to hire a worker, that's also daraisa. And he proves it from wherever he proves it from. And therefore, could you bring a proof from this Mishnah that talks about you can't tell a guy to hire workers, that in general Amir is mutter? I'm sorry, Amir is aser? Let's see what the Chavos Das says. I said the Chavos Yair says. Amina, I say she'ein zu raya klal. You have no raya at all. Because Kosva Tosos, he quotes a Tosos, the Dibur de Aser hu isur daraisa. That this Mishnah is talking about this speaking on Shabbos to hire workers is an isur daraisa, which we're not going to go into why they say that. And therefore, if you have a Mishnah that says that you hiring workers or telling somebody else to hire workers is asur daraisa, that doesn't necessarily tell you that other asking a guy to do other things, like lighting candles and putting out fires and cooking, that that's also going to be asur. Maybe this Mishnah, which is involved with hiring workers, that's daraisa. But it's very hard to understand. What in the world does he mean that telling a guy to do work is asur daraisa? Telling a guy to hire workers is asur daraisa. What in the world could that mean? And furthermore, if you look at the Gemara, look at source 2, right before source 3, the Gemara says, my time, why are you not allowed to tell a guy that you should go please hire workers to mow my lawn? Meaning, two steps removed. My time, the chsiv, mimetzoch eftzecha v'darbedavar. Dibur aser, hir her mutter. Fine, dibur is aser. This pasuk is a pasuk where? The pasuk of Daber Dav is a pasuk where?
It's in
Tanakh. It's in the Nevi'im. Which Navi?
Yeshaya.
Yeshaya says that you have to be careful with Daber Dav. So if the Gemara explicitly says that hiring workers is a violation of Daber Dav, so how could we call this a Doraisa? This is very weird. Okay. But let's just work with him and...
You see, different Nevi'im is called Doraisa many times.
Okay, that could be. We're going to say the Chasson Sof is going to say much better than that. But you're saying sometimes it's not really the rice. So it's just like more than a regular drabbana. What they like to call the very sofrim. That's what you suggest. Okay, but we're going to see even stronger than that soon. So if that's the case. If this Mishnah of hiring workers is, for whatever reason, is an Issa Daraisa, do you have a proof? If hiring workers is an Issa Daraisa, do you have a proof that Stam telling one guy to tell another guy is also Aser? Maybe the only thing that the Mishnah says is Aser is if you're doing this Issa Daraisa called hiring workers, whatever that means. I don't understand it. We'll see soon what it means. But if you Stam tell a guy to tell another guy to do a Malacha, that's Amir L'Nachri. Amir L'Nachri is only an Issa Darabanan. So let's see how he explains himself. Let's look at the bottom paragraph. Vim Tomer. Be'emes linyan ma ostru chazal amir l'goy lasas malacha in kvala manu de dibur aser. If we have here our pasuk says that there's this thing called dabar davar, why do you have other Gemaras that say that Amir L'Nachri is a Shvus, Midrabanan? Meaning, what does the word Shvus mean? You hear, Amir L'Nachri is a Shvus. That phrase appears numerous times in Shas. What does it mean that Amir L'Nachri is a Shvus? What's a Shvus? No, what do we mean by Shvus? I mean, yeah, it means the word resting. But what does a Shvus mean? When you see the word Shvus, that's a code word for what?
Rabbanan.
That means, more specifically, a Gzeirah Drabanan.
Yeah.
Right? A Shvus means a Gzeirah Drabanan. Really? Amir L'Nachri is a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan? No, it's not, asks the Chavos Yair in this bottom line. It's not a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. It's, we have it here on this page, on the top, on the end of source number 2. It's a Pasuk of Yitin Yeshaya, Dabar Dabar. Why do Chazal, in numerous places, and a few places in Shas, called Amir L'Nachri a Shvus, which is a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan? A Gzeirah D'Rabbanan means it's not based on Nevuah, it's not based on Ruach HaKodesh, it's based on the intelligence of smart rabbis who saw some concern, danger in society, that they figured out, let's make a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. That's called a Shvus. Right? What other Shvuses do we have? Don't hold a pen, because you might come to write. Don't write one letter because you might come to write two letters and violate ksiva.
Don't ride a horse.
Don't what?
Don't ride a horse.
Don't ride a horse because shema yala, you know, maybe you'll cut off the tree. Lo yala beila. Those are all shvus and derba. That's a shvus. What do you mean? The Gemara says explicitly that hiring workers is a pasuk of davar davar. There's a fundamental question about armila nachri in general. Why you bring? Why do you have to? Cause say it's a svara derabbanan, gzera derabbanan. What's a pasuk? The Gemara says, answers the Chavos Yair, because this sugya that you have here in source 1 and 2, the Mishnah Shabbos that talks about hiring workers is a different animal than regular armila nachri. It's taka adin daraisa, which we'll explain soon how it could be daraisa if it's only a pasuk in Yeshaya. There's a special sugya called hiring workers. We will see why it's special. And that is an answer from a pasuk of Daber Davar. And yes, all the other Amil and Achris in the world, that's only going to be a Shvus Drabbanan, a Gzera Drabbanan. We don't understand why this is, but that's what he proves from, right? He's proving it. I have a Gemara that says that hiring workers is Daber Davar, yet we know elsewhere that Amil and Achri is only a Shvus. So it must be there are two animals here. There's Amil and Achri, Shvuses, a Gzera Drabbanan, and there's this thing of hiring workers, which for some reason, which we'll see soon, is an Isser of Daber Daber, Pasuk, a Nevuah from Yeshaya.
Is the Isser another way of speaking of that? Let's say the broker doesn't show up. Are we over an Isser?
We'll talk about that afterwards. Right now, let's assume it's an Isser of speaking, but we're going to get into deriving benefit from their work. That will be brought up in just a few moments. Let's look at the bottom line. The bottom line and a half of page 1. Delo Asra Torah, when do we have this Issa Doraisa, this Nevuah of Yeshaya, for some reason he's calling it Doraisa? Rak mi daber davar, shu derech b'nei adu b'masa u'matan limtzo chavtzei. And that's in business. For who has chiris when you're hiring people? Masha ein kein, last phrase. Amir legai shvus, debechol makom, einu inyan lezeh. That's a whole different animal. Fine. And he says, and I'm going to show you that the words daber davar don't just mean telling a guy to do malacha or speaking about malacha. Because what are the two words before daber davar? Mimtza chavtza. What does mimtza chavtza mean? Business, doing business. So the words don't speak, you have to speak Shabbos take a speech, is not just talking about don't talk about bishul, don't talk about driving. Don't talk about tying knots. Don't talk about writing. It's specifically in the context of daber davar, in the context of
business.
What business could you do with your mouth? Hire a worker. You're hired. I'll pay you $10 an hour. That's talking business. So he's proving that the words daber davar themselves specifically refer to business speech, as opposed to general amila nachri, is not from the words daber davar. That's going to be just a stam isur drabbanan. So now we have to understand, this is a Chavos Yair, it's Mamish Kabbalah. We don't understand a word of it. He's saying it's Doraisa. He's saying Schira somehow is a different animal. There's two kinds of Amil and Achri in the world. There's Schira's Poalim, if a guy hires workers for me, and that's also Doraisa, which I don't understand. And it's based on the Pasuk of Daber Daber. Why is that Doraisa? That's the Pasuk in Yeshaya. And then on the other hand, there's this other animal of Amil and Achri by all other Amil and Achris. That's only Drabbanan, it's Gzer Drabbanan. What in the world is happening here? Comes the Chasam Sofer and says, and this is Mamish the Candy. He says something incredible. Let's work backwards. Says the Chasam Sofer, you could only understand this Chavos Yair if you know Ramban. So let's jump down to the Ramban in source number 3. I'm sorry, source number 6, which is towards the top of page 3. The Ramban is talking about a pasuk, actually by Yontif, but he applies it equally to Shabbos. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam she'hakol nehiyah bedvarav.
Amen.
Torah says that Yontif should be for you for a Shabbaton. Right? We all love going on Shabbatons. What's a Shabbaton? Look at this incredible Ramban, which is going to be echoed in source number 7 in Shitas Rashi. And with this, we're going to have all the keys to unlock this very difficult Chavos Yair, and we're going to see how this Chavos Yair that we just said, that holds that Schirus is different, hiring workers is a different animal, that's Aser, and that will tell you nothing at all about regular Amila Nachri. Everything's going to come out beautifully with this Ramban. Says Ramban, what is this mitzvah d'oraisa of Yontif being a Shabbaton to you? Shenitz tavinu min haTorah. So that phrase is important, right? We're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa, chiyuv d'oraisa. Liyos lanu menucha b'yomtif. We have to rest on Yontif, and he's going to equate it to Shabbos as well. Afilu midvarim she'enon melacha. You hear what the Ramban just said? The Ramban just said that you thought that Shabbos was all about 39 melachas. You're half right. And you're also half wrong. Shabbos has 39 melachas, and separate and apart from the 39 melachas of Shabbos, there's a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa to have menucha even from things that are not melachas. And he gets very specific. Lo shi yitrach kol hayom. You shouldn't spend your whole day with tirchas, limdod hatvuos, right? Medida is only aser midrabanan, right? Measuring, that's not d'oraisa. Velishko peros, weighing fruits, that's not d'oraisa. Ramatanos, ulamali hachavios yayin, there's no issue d'oraisa in pouring barrels of wine into jugs, or jugs into cups. Ulafanos hakelim, and to move your possessions from one house, place in your house, to another place, no issue d'oraisa in moving. Kam ha'avonim yibayis labayis, you could clear stones out from here to there, no issue d'oraisa in there. You could do business all day long, right? There's no melacha involved in doing business. Business is not one of the 39 melachas. Is that what Hashem wants? He's quoting, he's paraphrasing a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The store is open. The merchant is, you know, extending credit. The money changers are at their tables, changing monies. Their cash is in front of them. They're playing with their money. None of this is asur d'oraisa. And the workers are getting up early. I think I heard that in the olden days, and you know, going back to the, you know, in the 40s and the 50s in Borough Park, there used to be the early minion on Shabbos.
They went to work.
You know, right? So that nowadays the Hashkama minion is mamish. The, you know, the tzaddik can wake up early on Shabbos morning. They you know, they want to learn extra. They want to get, you know, in the olden days the early minion Shabbos morning was. You know,
people
had to go to work. It was a different world before 1964. Civil rights. I had, unfortunately, a terrible, very painful experience in the past few weeks. I had a very dear friend, a Talmud, who decided that he didn't want to stay Shomer Shabbos. He was a Baal Tshuva. He was religious for a few years, and just recently he decided he didn't want to keep Shabbos. So last Friday, I sent him an email with I cut and pasted a story from, an incredible story from the Stipler. When the Stipler was drafted to the Russian army, it wasn't like a six, you know, 5 or 6 day work week. Russian army, you worked 7 days a week. The Stipler got up the first day he was drafted and he told the commandant, "I'm sorry, I don't work on Shabbos." They tried laughing at him. And then with a chuckle in his eye, the commander said, "Okay, I have a deal. If you can make it alive from here, point to one place till there, and we'll line up and do what we want to you, if you can make it alive till the end of the line, you don't have to work on Shabbos." Stipe said, "Okay, deal." So he told all his men to take their bats and the butts of their guns and their whatever else they had, knives, who knows what. And the Stipler had to run from here till there. And they clobbered him and they clobbered him and he ran through the gauntlet, ended up collapsed on the other side, bleeding and bruised and half unconscious. And he didn't have to work on Shabbos after that. Okay? He told this story before he got engaged to his wife, Rebbetzin Stipler. The Stipler Rebbetzin. And he... the Chazanish's sister, right? And he said, "This is who I am. If you're interested in this kind of lifestyle, being ready to give up everything for Torah mitzvahs, I'm ready to get married. If not, then, you know, let's each look elsewhere." So I cut and pasted the story to him. I told him, "We don't live in a time like that. After 1964, your boss can't discriminate against you if you want to keep Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos is not even like our grandparents had to, you know, before 1964. you know, or your parents, my grandparents had to, you know, give up everything to keep Shabbos, or they couldn't keep Shabbos. And we live in such an easy day. Why are you giving up something that's so easy nowadays compared to what it is? So, basically, why am I saying that? Yeah, you see that even if a person goes to work and doesn't violate any malacha at all, any one of the Lama test malachas at all, it's still a violation of this mitzvah zaseh, says the Ramban, to do Shabbaton. It's a, okay, there's no skila. Shabbachol, last line of the Ramban. Shabbachol zeh ein b'am yishum malacha. None of these things that we mentioned, going to work, having your sales, none of that is a malacha. Therefore, l'kach amra toh Shabbaton, sheyeh yom shviso u'menucha, lo yom torach, not a day of busyness, not a day of business, not a day of hard work. The Rashi, we don't have to go through. The Rashi says the same point in Masech HaShabbos. And if you look,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're talking about a Doraisis right now.
Yeah, it's a Doraisis, but who defined it though? Like Malachas HaChalamai, who defined those?
Let me use a very, very non-professional words to answer you. Going to work. Going to work. Whatever, you're an accountant, you're a teacher, you're an actuary, you're a businessman, you're whatever, you're a lawyer. None of the, you could do all that without malachas. You don't have to type. You write your briefs on Saturday. You don't have to do your math. Going to work. Okay, that's what Shabbaton is. Okay, right. Basically, it's going to work. Going to work or doing your, let me rephrase that, doing your business. Oh my gosh. Do you know what just happened? We just found out that there's a whole genre of things that are not malachos that don't involve one of the 39 malachas, don't involve me doing this ma'isa malach like this, ma'isa malach like that, but it's still an issa daraisa. What's a great example of that? How about hiring workers? Oh my gosh, says the Chasam Sofer, this is the secret to the Chavas Yor that we just read a few minutes ago. Hiring workers is what? We said, how could it be called, and how could the Chavos Yireh call it an Issa D'Oraisa? An Issa D'Oraisa, I'm speaking with my mouth. Even at worst, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya Daber Davar. Says the Chasam Sofer, you know what Daber Davar is? When Yeshaya HaNavi, in the Nevi'im, not in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but in the Nevi'im, when Yeshaya HaNavi said, Mitzoch Hevtzecha, don't do business, Daber Davar, and don't speak business, you know what he was talking about? Listen to this Chasam Sofer. He was speaking about an Issa Midah, a raisa of not the 39 malachas, but of the mitzvahs haseh of Shabbason. Incredible. So when somebody says, oh, it's only a pasuk in Yeshaya Daber Davar, you take your fist, you put it in his face, and you say, no, the Chasam Sofer says that Daber Davar is a din d'oraisa, and I say, you don't get skila, it's not one of the 39 malachas, but it's a mitzvah haseh not to speak words of business on Shabbos, d'oraisa. And now, with this incredibly brilliant Chasam Sofer, let's come back to the very, 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 very beginning of what we spoke about tonight. We said, can I tell a guy to tell another guy to do malacha? So we said we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't hire a worker, you can't tell your guy to hire workers. So hey, that's tell your guy, I tell my friend the guy to do something else. That's Aser, so it must be Aser for me to tell a guy to do a malacha. Said the Chavos Yair, you can't bring a proof from this, because this is talking about hiring workers, which is midah oraisa. That's why it's Aser. That's why it's Aser, because you're talking about hiring workers, which is oraisa. And you can't learn from here anything about telling a guy to turn on a light, to cook me something, to tie a knot for me, to write three words, to write a prescription for me, that's not going to work. That's just doing a malacha. Turning on the furnace, turning on the air conditioner. That's not going to work. That's not schiris. So therefore, that's what the Chavos Yorim meant that we saw a few minutes ago. The Mishnah that you thought was a clear and invincible and invincible proof, impregnable proof, that the Mishnah says, if you can't ask a guy to hire workers. You see, two steps removed. I tell a guy tells another guy, and that's Aser. Says the Chavos Yireh, no, that's only because it's schirus, it's business. It's a violation of the Iser D'Oraisa of business, which, as the Gemara calls it, is Daber Davar, which is prefaced with the words Metzoch Hevtzecha, doing business. And therefore, the Shita of the Chavos Yireh is that you have absolutely no proof From this Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about telling a goy to do something else, but that's only for doing business, for hiring workers, which is business. And therefore you have no proof that stam telling one guy to another guy is going to be usur. And therefore we come out with the tremendous, famous kula of the Chavos Yair, even though, again, when we first saw this Mishnah, it sounded like a two steps removed, it's usur, the Mishnah says. We thought that's clear Mishnah. Says this beautiful Chavos Yair, as explained by the Chasam Sofer incredibly, that's this mission that says it's usur when you tell a guy to tell a guy, that's only talking about being usur because it's chiras, because he's hiring workers, because it's business. But in the absence of doing business, if you're just telling a guy to tell another guy to turn on an air conditioner,
should be okay.
We don't have any proof from this Mishnah, that might very well be mutter. So what do we have here? We have machlokas. The avodah segershuni that we started with saw from this Mishnah of me tell a guy to hire workers, two steps removed, it's usur. And now we have this Chavos Yair who's saying, no, that's only talking about business, but anything not in the world of the business, just, you know, turning on the fire, turning on a light, off a light, that's not going to be, and there's not, we don't have any source that should be usur.
I mean, that's a lot. Mother, you can't talk to be even an assay, you certainly can't talk to be
even No. When I tell a guy to please hire a worker, I'm not telling the guy to do business. I'm doing business. If you're an accountant, right? If you tell the guy under you, could you adjust this tax return? You're not working, you're just telling the guy to work? No, this is what you do at work. You tell the guy who works with you, do this. So when I tell a guy, please hire a worker, I'm doing my business. That's the incredible, beautiful chiddush of the Chavos Yair, as explained by the Chasam Sofer. And I'm saying we come out with incredible perspectives. We come out that, first of all, the Ramban is himself incredible, that there are so many things that are usur on Shabbos. Anything to do with business is usur d'oraisa, even though you're not violating anything. You're not violating anything. So a guy comes over to you and says, Rabbi, comes over to me, he says, Rabbi, why can't I go to work on Shabbos? I'll walk to work and I won't write and I won't do the electricity. The answer is, you're right. You're not going to get skila. But you'll be violating an iser mideh oraisa.
We have a website.
Sorry, a bit
to say.
That's a whole nother shir. That's a whole nother series of shirim. Halakha lamaisa, B&H excluding. They shut down their website on Shabbos.
Yes.
You could put your. You could put stuff in your basket, but right. You but can't do a transaction. But l'maisal, make your head in it is mutter. Yeah, but that's a whole different shir, a whole different sugya. Okay, so we just saw this incredible, beautiful.
So if someone makes a deal that says this on Shabbos Karet, which happens all the time, you can't do that. What are we saying? Shabbos Karet. I have a car for you. This is Shabbos Karet, and then he comes back. He says it was sold already. This is Shabbos Karet. You know, in the morning.
Yeah.
The famous joke.
Okay. So what are we going to do? Halakha l'maisa. We have a gigantic, raging machlokas. Early achronim. Whether or not I could have this the avodas hagashuri that we opened with said explicit mishnah. You can't tell a guy to tell another guy. And we have this very complicated Chavos Yair saying no. That's only by doing business by schiras. But other stam asking guy to turn on a flick on a switch or do some other malacha. That's going to be mutter. How are we going to paskin? That's the question. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Tell us what to do halacha l'maisa with this raging machlokas achronim. Page number 3, source number 8. Mr. Selkson, if you want the sheet over there, we're on page 3, source number 8. That without getting into the background, just know we're discussing whether you tell a guy to tell another guy. Could you do that to do malacha? Source number 8. Vida, ma dekaimul an amir le'enu Yehudi. Shavus, that which we say in general throughout numerous times of Shas, that telling a guy Amir L'Nachri is a Shavus. Afir Mulu Im Omer Le'enu Yehudi Shom Yomer Le'enu Yehudi Achil Asos L'Malacha B'Shabbos. Parentheses, who's that? Devodah Seker Shuni. He was that first source who says that it's Aser. You see from the Mishnah that says a Jew tells a guy, hire me workers, it's two steps removed, it's Aser. You see that the Isra of Amir L'Nachri is Aser. Even two steps removed. Amir L'Amira. V'Hachavos Yair Mitzadi L'Hakel B'Zeh. That we just spoke out to say that you can't bring a proof from the Mishnah because it's talking about schiras, which is business. Fine. Well, so how do we pass in? Third line. Ayin v'sefer hachayim. Not really sure what that is. Shakasav, Tibumakam Hefsid Gadol, Yesh Lismuch Al HaMekilin. Ah, I found the psak. The question that we started with is, what is the halacha for Amir LaAmira? The answer is, we should be Machmir. So we're raging Machlokes Achronim. Bumakam Hefsid Gadol, we could be Mekel. So even if there's a case, Ramil and Achri Zasser, however, if there's a Hefsid Gadol, we could have one guy tell another guy, and Bumakam Hefsid Gadol, we could be Mekel.
What about Amira from one guy to another, where it's not to do Malacha? You're just saying, tell him to put on the light. You tell him, the one guy number one, to tell God number two to put on the light.
That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm not talking about a Malacha. That's not business. You're talking about business.
No. Right? Business is also Daraisa.
It's also, right.
This question that we're talking about now is when it's not business, when it's just to do a malacha, when it's just to turn on a light. Right. That's what we're talking about here.
Okay.
To do business, the Chavos Yoyis said, if I tell a guy to hire workers, that means I'm doing an Issur Daraisa right now.
Right.
Meaning, just if I say to a worker, to a guy, find me a worker, I just violated an Issur Midah with my mouth. Right. However, if I tell a guy to tell somebody else to turn on a light, that's Samir Lanachri. And now we're saying, is it Mutar Aser? So here we're saying that it's really, we should be Machmir, but in Malkum Hefsid Gadol, I could rely on those who are Mekel, and I can tell a guy to tell another guy to do a Malacha, not business. Business is going to be Aser Daraisa all around. Then the Mishnah Brura actually finishes off with a very loaded line. He doesn't even speak it out. He just says, he just references, Ayin la'el b'mashe kasavti sif katni d'aleph applies here also. This is frightening. In Sif Yud Aleph, which I didn't quote for you, there's a halacha which we'll talk about at some point in the next few weeks, maybe next week, that when you're not allowed to tell a guy to do something, and let's say you told a guy to do something, or a guy did a malacha, he turned on a light for you, he turned on the heat for you, he turned on the air conditioner for you, he turned on the oven for you, you're not allowed to be nana from what he did for you. Some cases you might even have to leave your house, leave the room. Right, if you're schwitzy in the living room, and he turned on the air conditioner for you, you might have to leave the living room, the nice comfortable living room, and go to some other room in the house where you, and so you could schwitz weiter. And you know what he says here? He says even if you did amira le'amira, if it's not the Hefsid Gadol, even if it's amira le'amira, you're still gonna have an isra hana. So if you think you're gonna play games, it's asr to do, but you know what? I'll work it out. I'll just tell one guy, I'll tell the other guy, I'll make it more a little more kal, I'll take care of it. Says Mishabura, Asad Bihana.
Even if you didn't ask him to, I think.
That's correct. The Isra Hana is even if you didn't ask him, that's true.
If he does it for himself,
and it's Nail Echad, then it's Mutta. But we'll talk about the Bez Hashem next week, or in 2 weeks. Let us add one more kula. Look at Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in source number 11. He just takes one line of the Chasen Sofer that it was very long Chasen Sofer, so we didn't see it, but he just says clearly, Kvar Hechriyah Chasen Sofer, on the bottom of page 3, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rabbi Shul Yushalayim, L'chai b'zeh ben amira b'shabes atzma, to us, if you're saying it on Shabbos, az asur gam amira d'amira. Ben Amira Damir be Erev Shabbos to Azmu Teres. Ah, so we have two kulas so far. We have Malkum Hefsid Gadol, you could do Amira Damira. And here we have another kula that if it's, Erev Shabbos. And no. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, before Shabbos begins. Then, and you did Amira Damira, meaning on Friday morning, you told your cleaning lady to please tell the next door cleaning lady on Shabbos afternoon that she should turn on the air conditioner. So that is the Chasen Sofer says, if you're not doing it on Shabbos, then you can, if you're not doing it on Shabbos, then Amira D'Amira will
what
be
about Amira, Amira? What about Amira D'Amira D'Mokha Mitzvah?
What
about Mokha Mitzvah? Or Torah Rabin?
Well, that will be a simpler question. Amira l'nachri b'makom mitzvah. Amira l'nachri b'tzorach rabin. That's not going to be tonight's shir. That'll be another shir.
Why
is it double Amira mutter if it's Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos, you can't tell a guy either to do for me tomorrow.
Right, Amira l'nachri is also on Erev Shabbos. And here he's saying that Amira
l'nachri, yes.
Well, we saw Amir, the Amir is a machlokes achronim, and I guess on Erev Shabbos he's being makom. That's like he's, it's like a pshar, a compromise kind of.
So even on Erev Shabbos, I cannot tell the guy to
on Erev Shabbos, and you cannot tell a guy, please turn the air conditioner on Shabbos.
You can tell a guy, tell a guy.
You can tell a guy.
So all those people who invite their mate to wash the dishes on Shabbos.
Washing dishes is a different sugya. Washing the, what avir are you doing by washing dishes?
Hot water.
You're, what's also about using hot water?
Turning on hot water on Shabbos.
What's also about turning on hot water on Shabbos?
Dishes. You're heating it up.
Close.
Fire. Comes up,
thank you. What is that called? You turn on the hot water.
Oh, it's caused the boiler.
Water, hot water comes out. What comes in to the boiler? Cold water. So what did you do?
Indirect.
Grama. So psik resha. What did we learn last week? Last week we learned that for Amir Lenachri there's no iser psik resha. That's why you can ask a guy to please wash the dishes in hot water on Shabbos. To please turn on hot water for you on Shabbos. Why? Because you're telling him to do what? To turn a faucet, turn on hot water. This, that's not a malacha. The malacha is that it's by definition gonna indirectly cause the cold water to get cooked when it comes into the boiler to replace the hot water that you use. That's psikreish. You never told him to boil up cold water. It ended up happening, but that's nothing to do with you. That's his actions. He's not chayiv on it. You didn't tell him to do it. That's mutter, lechatchila.
So you can ask
a guy on Shabbos, please wash the dishes in hot water.
On Shabbos?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos also.
On Shabbos. I'm not talking about hachana for...
Even if you don't need them for Shabbos, I'm saying?
That's,
you need,
no, that's all different issue.
Only if you need.
That's a different issue. The issue of turning on hot water, you can, you may, you are permitted to ask a guy to turn on hot water on Shabbos. Let's finish off with a story. And it's a great story. Before we read this story, first of all, let's see who's writing this. Shaz Uchu, bottom page 3. Shaz Uchu is Heichal Yitzchak, written by Rav Herzog. Who's Rav Herzog? Rav Herzog was the second chief rabbi of Palestine, the one after Rav Kook, the first chief rabbi of Medinas Yisrael. He was the chief rabbi from around 1939 to 1955, and he, Mamish, wanted so much that Eretz Yisrael should be established al pi halacha. And he spent so much time figuring out how to run an army al pi halacha, how to run hospitals al pi halacha, and he was so heartbroken, he was terribly heartbroken when he saw that the new Medina in 1948 was being built, not necessarily with a halachic framework. He was terribly heartbroken. But let's look at who he wrote. Now we know who wrote the tshuva. Who does he write in the tshuva to? Look at the third line on page number 4. Tshuva. Lichvod harav hagon, Rabbi David, I guess, Elazarov. Anyone know Rechov Elazarov?
Rechov Elazarov.
Who was Rabbi Elazarov? Three more words, I underlined it. Rav, he was a rabbi. Lemachane Atzurim. He was the rabbi of the prisons. Rabbi of the prisons. Okay, so you have Rav Herzog, you can just imagine what's happening in history. You have Rav Herzog trying to establish a country, al pi halacha, writing to the rabbi of the prisons, prison system. And let's see the Shaila that's asked. Shaila, top of page 4. Im yesh limtzo heter, you already see where we're going. The question is not, what's the halacha? The question is, can you please find me a heter? Understood, Adabal. I have these prisoners, and if they don't have food to eat, they're going to cook. Okay, what's the eitzah? The eitzah is, tell them to get a guy to cook for them. So this way, such that even people are Shomer Shabbos, maybe we could ask the guy to cook, or the non-religious people anyway are going to do it, they'll ask the guy to cook, but from people eat this food. So it's a long tshuva. And we're not going to talk about if the food's kosher. We're not going to talk about Bishul Akum, certainly not. We're not even going to talk about Hilchas Shabbos if the food's kosher, in the sense of Maisa Shabbos, in the sense of what, like, you're getting hana from food that was cooked on Shabbos. But let's talk about, can you ask a guy to do this? So he brings up the possibility. Rav Herzog was an Eli Atzam. His breadth of knowledge was frightening. So he brings up in this tshuva, what about the possibility of tell one guy to tell another guy? Two steps removed. Let me explain what that means. Who's in charge of the prison? The prison warden. Who's going to cook?
The cook.
The prison cook. So the warden will tell the cook to cook. Or the chief of the prison will tell whoever his job is, please cook today. What? The warden's a goy. Yeah. Hey, we have to know our history. What year is this? I cut out the year, I'm sorry. I assume it was before the Medina. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's after the Medina, I don't know. But he's assumed here the warden was the guy. So he says, Va'ata, in top of page 4, we'll finish up with this tshuva. Na'ayin beheta mirda mirapi, based on the Chabas Yair, who says that's mutter b'Shabbos. Of course, as far as the eating the food, that's a different issue. That's not for now. Skip that parenthesis. Shezeu Dafka, first of all, he says something very interesting. This heter, even of the Chavos Yair, who is matir, that heter is Dafka im Hagoy Hasheni, I mean the one who's the cooking. Why is the second guy cooking? The cook who's cooking the food, it's only if he's cooking the food because he thinks who asked him for it?
The warden.
The first guy.
But if the second guy, the cook, is cooking the food and he knows it's for Jews, then you don't have the heter of Amir Lamira. Rabosai, if you're nice from family and you ask your maid, your housekeeper, to ask the other housekeeper, and she knows that she's doing it for
the Jewish,
you nice Jewish family, says Rav Herzog, that's obvious that you don't have the heter.
Why should the kavana of the second, who cares about his kavana?
Because she did it for a Jew.
It's only coming from the Jew. What,
a guy independently doing it for knows it's only for the Jew. It's us. I don't remember.
They talk about it. The other earlier Achronim mentioned this Svara. We skipped over. I think the Chasam Sofer might have made a point about it. Okay, that's one very important limitation. Let's finish off with what the Rav Herzog says. But we really spoke out earlier at the very first moment of the Shir. We spoke this Svara out. But before you remember we mentioned there are numerous reasons why this Nisar of Hamilan Achri. Look at the last paragraph of this heavily underlined paragraph. The Baal HaTanya told that Baal HaTanya, again, even if you're not Chabad, you know that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, well, first Baruch Rebbe, was a Gon Olam in Halacha. So the Baal HaTanya said that the Iker Tam of Amri L'Nachri is the Rambam's opinion. The main reason why it's also to do Amri L'Nachri is the Shitas HaRambam, that you might come to do it yourself. Well, is there any difference if you can't tell a guy, do work for me? As we spoke out 40 minutes ago, if I tell a guy, I can't tell a guy to do work for me because I might come to do it. If I tell a guy to tell another guy to do work for me,
same thing.
And therefore, that svara, if this is the main reason why Amir L'Nachri is Aser, according to the main reason, which is the Rambam Shita, it should taka be Aser. And he doesn't come out, at least in these paragraphs, he doesn't come out with a good kula. I don't know what he comes out lamaskan at the end of this very, very long chul, which I didn't go through in its entirety. At least this piece, he comes at these issues, he does not have a kula. He just has actually two chumras. That bichlal, we're nervous about Amir L'Nachri, even two steps removed because of the Rambam that I might come to do myself. And even if you have a kula, it's only going to be when the second guy thinks he's doing it for the first guy. So I think we realize that the sugya of Amir L'Amira is a little bit harder than, a little bit more severe than we've thought. And if it has to do with business, then it even becomes an Isser D'Oraisa for me to speak words to my guy to do anything to do with my business, an Isser D'Oraisa, as the Chasam Sofer explained based on the Ramban. Be'ezus Hashem, next we will speak about probably Hana'a, getting benefit from a guy's work. So in other words, if you ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner, to turn on the light, to do whatever else, do you have to leave the room or not?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.